Okay, just talk, because I've got to have 4 pages for this.
Oh.
So just talk.
Could I? Well, you got to turn that tape in that he does?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know now.
What you had already probably be enough, but, I mean.
Just well, I'll do what
whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, will you tell me your name, age, and where you were born?
Well, you know my name. My age is 75. I got a birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I was born in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever move?
I can't hear you too good.
Did you ever move?
Ever move?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Texas and in Georgia and down in Alabama. Oh.
Mm-hmm. What kind of transportation did you use to move to the different places?
Well, probably a wagon, part of them. And I suppose truck. Yeah, truck.
Mm-hmm. How big was your family?
Oh, it was 7 of us children and my mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
3 of one boy and 6 girls.
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, he farmed. My daddy was a farmer. My mother was a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school and what was it like?
Well, I studied school in it's central in Elmore County, and it was just a, well, regular old school them days, you know. You didn't have classes like you have now and go change and this, that, and the other. It's just a regular old-time schoolhouse.
Was there one room?
Well, I don't remember that one, but I have gone to one-room schools later on. But my first years of school was down then. I don't know. I just really don't remember. I remember my school teacher's name, but I don't remember how many rooms was in it.
Well,
how many grades?
How did you walk it when there was just one room and the teacher had to teach everyone?
Uh-huh. Well, we were just sort of used to it, you know, and they just had little groups. And we would, while it's teaching the others, you know, we'd just be busy with our what we had to do and just change around, you know, different grades, you know, having different lessons.
Yeah. How many grades were there?
Well, there's 11, you know, through high school then.
Mm. Well, what kind of games did you have or what did you play or
well,
what?
Well, I played basketball and we just, well, just, I reckon, more or less, just whatever we get up, you know, little games. And we didn't have any regular major thing, except we did have basketball there, you know.
What kind of toys did you have, and did you have to make them?
Well, we made a lot of them, you know. Of course, we got little dolls, maybe Christmas, but we bought, and we made wagons, you know. We cut down trees and saw the wheels and put holes in it to put the axles in. We'd make our own wagons. We made our own whistles, squirt guns. We'd take a cane, you know, where it has a knot on one end, the joint.
Mm-hmm.
Bore a little hole through it and takes a stick and trim it to go in there and put a rag on that stick and pull that water back up in there and shoot it out. And we'd make slingshots, you know, just use rubber and shoot rocks. Use corn stalks and make rock throwers, just put holes, you know, where we could put our rock in and throw them. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, just all them things like that, you know.
Did you have any chores?
Any chores?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, did we have chores.
What'd you have to do?
Well, then, you know, we had wood fireplaces, wood stoves, and well, we had to draw water, you know, and sometimes tote it from the springs. And of course, we had to do our laundry, you know, out in tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Boil them in wash pots outside, you know. They'd make the old lye soap, you know, we'd wash with. And I don't know, we didn't have running water back them days like nothing like now. We just didn't have bathrooms, you know, like we have now, just the outdoor bathrooms, and no facilities like tubes and such as that then, you know, in the house.
Did you have to make your own clothes?
Yeah, we made our clothes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of clothes and what'd you make it out of?
Well, just mostly cotton, you know, prints and things like that. And they used to put seeds, you know, for chickens and things in the beautiful prints. If we get enough of them, you know, we could make something out of that, a dress or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty print, though. It's prettier than you usually can buy at stores sometimes.
Do you remember any inventions from cars or airplanes or anything like that?
Well,
the first ones?
I remember the cars. Well, of course, I remember hearing, but I don't know, you know, that much about it. Just they come along as I grew up, you know. And I don't really know.
What sort of things do you have now that you didn't have then?
That we did have then?
That you didn't have then.
Oh, you electric appliances and of course running waters and all such like dishwashers and washers and dryers and all these things, you know. Electric lights and used to use kerosene oil. Lamps, you know.
When you were traveling in the wagon, I mean, tell us about how it was.
Well, I'll tell you about one trip we made. We was out in Texas and I was about 7 years old. Anyhow, we thought it was a real, real long trip, which it was a lot of miles, you know, and our parents cooked up some food, you know, and we went in that old covered wagon and had to cover over it. We'd get tired, you know, riding. We'd get out and walk, because we'd walk fast, you know, as the mules would go. And we'd get hungry. We'd eat, you know, out of what they cooked up and all these things. And that's one trip I, you know, always remember.
Okay. And just... what kind of chores, what did you have to do on the chores?
Oh, we had to milk the cows, get in, I told you about the wood, get in the wood and draw the water, you know, from the wells. Well, feed chickens and gather the eggs and just all them things, you know, like that.
What holidays did you celebrate, and how did you celebrate them?
Well, back then, 4th of July and Christmas, and we never did have any big celebrations. Maybe might have a little something with Christmas, you know. Mostly the family get together and things like that then, the friends and family. We didn't go way off, you know, to any big celebrations and they like that.
Mm-hmm. What were the prices like for things you buy today that were, what were they like?
There's no comparison. This, used to, you could buy a dozen eggs for 5 cents. Just cloth was real cheap, down maybe 10, 15 cents a yard. Might not have been that much, I don't remember exactly, but it was down real cheap. Everything was so much cheaper then, though. It just doesn't seem real now.
How much did you spend for Christmas?
Well, we didn't get very much. You could get a little old doll, like we'd get maybe for a quarter. And then they'd have a little fruit, you know, have a stocking, we'd hang it. And we'd get apple and an orange and maybe a few raisins, 2 or 3 sticks of candy and a little old doll. You know, we just didn't get a lot like I do now. We didn't get toys and everything like I do now.
When did you go to work and what did you do for work when you went?
For a walk?
Work.
Well, we had so much else to do, we didn't get out and walk like people do now.
No.
Well, we'd walk to church, you know, at night, you know, when they'd be having revivals, we'd walk there, and we'd walk long right. ways to the stores, and, you know, you didn't just run out to one right close by.
Mm-hmm.
So we done a lot of walking, I guess.
Did you go to work there?
Huh?
Job.
When did I go to job?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was about 15 years old, I reckon. I went to work at West Point. That's where they made yarn, you know. Manufacturer, mm-hmm. You go to West Point Manufacturer.
How old did you have to be to work there?
Well, you could work part-time them days, but I think best I remember you had to be 16 to work full-time.
Mm-hmm. Did you work full-time or part-time?
Well, I worked full-time after, you know, I was old enough.
When did you marry?
Oh, I married when I was, you mean, how old was I?
Mm-hmm.
I was 18.
Mm-hmm. How many kids did you have?
Five.
Mm-hmm. And what was the Great Depression like?
You mean in the 31 Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was terrible. Anyhow, that was before my oldest child was born, and after it came, we went and lived in the house with my husband's mother and daddy until about 6 months after Hutch was born. He's the oldest. Then we moved out and we farmed and it was hard. We just had to do the best we could. But my husband, your granddaddy, would work for somebody, you know, and they'd take it. Didn't anybody have any money then? Take in peas or whatever they was working on, you know, is pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty rough. But
were the prices different when in the Depression than they were? Or
well, wasn't anything expensive, best I remember, too much. I just know we didn't anybody have any money to even try much to, you know, buy anything. They just knew they didn't have it, so they couldn't. But,
Did you lose anything when the Depression started?
Did I do what?
Did you lose anything when the Depression started?
Yeah, I moved. We move when you started?
Lose anything?
Oh, well. Yes, we had bought our furniture, and we've, you know, paying like folks do monthly.
Mm-hmm.
The job played out. Of course, we lost all that. And any more than that, you could say all we lost.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for doing that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.